This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Representatives of food, farm, hotel, and restaurant workers are meeting in Geneva this week at the International Congress of the Global Union, IUF. The IUF represents some 2.5 million workers in 130 countries. The outgoing General Secretary of the IUF, Ron Oswald, addressed the delegates at the start of the Congress.
Our 27th Congress takes place at a time when the labour movement, pretty much everywhere, faces a political crisis as great as any in my lifetime, and a general attack on political and workplace rights. In Latin America, the brutal oppression of human rights continues and grows again in countries like Honduras, Guatemala, and, for example, in rural Brazil. In much of Asia, despite a welcome ray of hope in these 5 years past with the restoration of some democracy in Burma, now Myanmar, workers, too, often still confront an economic development model that serves the rich and denies the full access to rights, dignity, and decent lives to its peoples. In Africa, the daily fight for rights and the fight to build and defend real democracy goes on, as well as the daily fight for the right to food and nutrition that remains a scandal as more than 1 billion people in our world are denied both. In North Africa and the Middle East, we see stalled revolutions in a fight for democracy that is just beginning, an ongoing suffering as war dominates much of that region. In North America, we see a political process in the US that has collapsed into virtual farce and would be comical if it were not so serious for citizens of that country and also for so many of the rest of us. The resurgence of white supremacists and neo-Nazis, encouraged by at best mixed signals and at worst positive empathy at the very top of the US government, the appalling intimidation of a massive group of people who live in permanent fear of imminent deportation or worse on a daily basis, the reckless abandonment of any commitment to confront climate change very clearly in the interests of corporate greed, the underlying subtle yet sinister threats to democracy itself in the character and actions of a US president have left us trying to understand how and why this happened. North of the border, Canada looks in comparison something of a paradise, at least in terms of more progressive social issues, though still economically on a path that principally serves the corporate purse and not the common interest. And comrades, in Europe, we see a construction that too often works against the interests of workers as employers exploit all the economic and financial benefits of a borderless Europe, whilst undermining the hopes that many held for a Europe with guaranteed social standards. This is a new time. This is a new time for sure, while we face new and horrifying challenges. But it could be a time of opportunity to rebuild our movement's hunger and enthusiasm for real progressive politics and for political debate and education in ways we have not seen for so many years. You are the IUF, and I will be forever privileged to be able to say that we are the IUF, because I will always keep a part of what you are, what you all fight for every day, and the values you represent inside me, no matter what. Thank you.
The IUF International Congress runs until September 1st. And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.